Salvation to sinners like me. Only a prayer, only a tear. told of Jesus' love, how he blessed the children dear, how he suffered. dead and died upon the tree. Of his heavy load of care, then she dropped.
I'm about to crash when I'm going to think about home.
Well, by my eyes with tears. That's something sweet to know, Rose. We've been chums for 50 years. Soon we'll part, Rose. It fills my eyes with tears. But there's something sweet to know, Rose. We've been chums for 50 years. Start the first verse up there. In a quaint old little cottage by the fireside tent of old, a couple old and gray sat hand in hand. 50 years they strolled together as they climbed the path of life. Now you know they've almost reached that golden land. As they sat there in the gloaming, their thoughts were turned away. They were thinking of their happy wedding day. Said the old man, Rose, I'm thinking of the time when we must part. So listen, there is something I would say. We've been chums for 50 years, Rose. I've been thinking all the while. There's always music in your laughing and sunshine in your smile. Perhaps we soon will part, Rose, and it fills my eyes with tears. But there's something sweet to know, Rose. We've been chums for 50 years.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, what more now? One more here, I'm gonna say. Somebody's tall and handsome. Somebody's brave and true. Somebody's hair is very dark, somebody's eyes are blue. Somebody came to see me, somebody came last night. Somebody asked to marry me, of course I said all right. I heard somebody ask Mama if he, her daughter, might wed. I heard somebody say no, and then my tears were shed. I heard somebody say, ask Papa if he, his daughter, might wed. I heard somebody say yes, and then enough was said. Somebody's coming next Sunday with Parson by his side. Somebody's coming next Sunday to take me for his bride. Somebody has a horse and buggy. That horse and buggy's fine. Somebody told me last Sunday that horse and buggy was mine. Somebody has a cottage with flowers all round the door. Somebody'll take me there to dwell forevermore.
Oh, that's pretty. Where's that one from?
I don't know where I learned that one. cast all your cares on Jesus until he calls for you. He never will forsake you, though sorrow's precious store. We'll guide you to that city where we shall meet once more. I'll meet you at the portal where angels come and go. Be faithful, oh, be faithful, it won't be long, you know. I'll meet you at the portal where angels come and go. Be faithful, oh, be faithful, it will not be long, you know. Dear brothers, I must leave you. Remember, life is brief. I know my leaving pains you and fills your hearts with grief. But I will be with Jesus and those who've gone before. Oh, brothers, will you meet me on that eternal shore? And you, my precious sisters, whose eyes are full with tears, think of my home in glory beyond the rolling spears. Be ready for the summons, should it come soon or late, and I will hail you welcome hard by the golden gate.
Oh, that's pretty. No, you haven't.
I want to tell you, Mame, how much I love you. Though you know, Mame, I never went to school. If I say I'd be through as stars above you, I know you'd only think that I'm a fool. I can't use pretty language like a poet. If I get you, it's more than I deserve. But I do love you, Mame, and I want you to know it. So here goes, Mame, before I lose my mind. I love you like a copper loves to sleep. I love you like a gambler loves his game. I love you like a baby loves to creep. I love you. That's how I love you, Mame. I love you like a miser loves his coin. Just like a tiger loves his tenderloin. I love you. That was how I love you, Mame.
What was the first? The what loves to sleep?
A copper, that means a cop.
A cop?
A police, like police that stand on the sides
like
in the corner of
the sleep.
Love you like a copper loves to sleep. I better take that orange juice out of the road. On your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, why will you choke? I've been through the shade. Through the fields of October, we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. I think that's a cat. You got it. I got the girl last week. But then you're staying here alone, then. No. Well, anyway, I'm glad I met you. Aren't you glad you met me? Well, I am, for I know now your hair isn't red. But what is left of it's nasty and not like that noted tax did. There, I must go. Here's your strength. No. Sister Lashgrove, my goodness. He used to be here day and night. So people thought he'd be Sister's husband, and Jack said that gave him a fright. You won't run away, though, like he did, for you're not a rich man, they say. Paul says you're as poor as a church mouse now, are you? And how poor are they? There, I must go. Sister's coming, but I wish I could wait just to see as she runs up to you and kiss you in the way she used to kiss Tom Lee.
What's the verse about the sofa? Because I don't think I have that.
Oh,
we keep that chair.
Then you'd feel strange here alone. You wouldn't know just where you're sick, or that chair isn't strong on his legs. We never knew it fit. We'd just keep it to match with Sophie, but Jack said it'd be just like you to flop yourself right down upon him like that the real ice cream. shortly after dark. On my way to meet her, I had to come to park. Just as I was thinking that I had things fixed up right, fast as me were two doves sat making love at night. They stopped and looked me over and saw my face, and those words cried good and loud, coo.
That is a sad song.
Sunday I spent the day with some people at Morton's Gap that was having an orange family reunion, and the oranges are all mixed up with the Blaylocks. I went to Blaylock. And we have never known each other. Now, my father's, when we went to Arkansas, he had one brother living in Arkansas, and I knew him and his family. And then after we came back here to Kentucky, he had one brother that lived at Mayfield, and I saw him one time, and he has a large family, and they just scattered all around Mayfield, Paducah. And they're my father's brother's people. When my father had one sister living here when we came back here, and her children were all girls. And all those people I saw at an orange reunion, nearly all of them were related to the Blaylocks. The oranges are all were, but they'd say, my mother was a Blaylock, or my grandmother was a Blaylock. And there wasn't any of them really Blaylocks.
Oh, I see. They didn't have the name.
Well, none of them had the Blaylock name. But they didn't know anything about us and not hardly at all. And we didn't know hardly know anything about them because I had never known them.
What did your dad have?
There was 18 children in the family. He married two wives. He married one woman and she lived to raise 9 children. And then she died and he married another woman and she had 9 children. And I've got a list of all of them, the names. Well, they all told of all
that. They all grew up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all grew up, but one of them, I think. There's one in there that said they didn't say when they died or something. But I think most of them all grew up. But that's about all I know. I don't know too much about his brothers. Well, see, Ola is my daughter, too, and she has two boys and a girl. But one of her boys...
No more 18 babies.
No more 18s.
Mm-hmm. That's too
many. I was telling it over there. I carried this list with me over there the other Sunday, you know. And I said that he had 18 children. I said this first woman had 9 and the other one had 9. And I said he died when my father was the last one that was born, was the last youngest one. And the old man died when my father was 3 years old. And I said, just died of old age, I guess. And one of the women said, we just born out of gas.
Well, how was it?